Well, hello, friends, and welcome to Talking Too Loud with Chris Savage. And this week, we are actually at our company offsite. So we are in Denver with the whole crew, brought everybody together. Very fun. But one of the rules of the offsite is we don't do work at the offsite. We just hang. We spend time with each other. We're trying to build a lot of those relationships and those run-ins and things that normally would happen when we're all in one office. And because we're remote, we spend the time to do that in person. And that means that instead of a full episode, I hate to say, this is just a short little moment with Sylvie and I. So Sylvie, I mean, I feel like I can't leave everybody with nothing. So I've got to ask you, what's got you talking too loud?
Okay, Savage, I was on vacation, as you know.
Oh, yes.
The end of May. And I snorkeled for the very first time. And it was the most magical experience I've ever had in my life. I felt like I was in Finding Nemo.
Oh.
I will forever be snorkeling.
That's amazing.
It was the best.
What did you see?
So many turtles.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh. Like, their movement in the water is majestic. We also saw a lot of fish. We saw some dolphins. But the turtles were the star. We saw dolphins.
Wow.
We saw dolphins on the boat, so...
Okay, not in the water with you. I feel like that could be like a little intimidating in the water.
Yeah, I think I would have freaked out a little.
Yeah, turtle's one thing. A dolphin like
turtle's very approachable. Yeah. We had to stay 10 feet away, but very approachable.
That's awesome.
What's got you talking too loud?
Well, as you know, we have been reading Harry Potter over here.
Heck yeah, you have.
I have never read Harry Potter. I have never seen the movies, but my kids both got into it starting like last summer. And eventually it went from just my older daughter to my younger daughter, me reading to my younger daughter every night. There's seven books. There are a lot of pages. We just finished the entire story this last weekend.
Oh, and my God.
It was like amazing. And my gosh.
Were there
like,
tears?
Oh, there's been a lot of tears. There's been a lot of like, I won't ruin anything for anybody, but like it's. I've never understood the ability to like separate art from artist as much, I think, as this series. And whatever you think of J.K. Rowling, like it just these books are unbelievably well put together, compelling. And yeah, so it's just like if I was like so happy to get to the end, and it was actually this really sad thing just because like as a family, we've been all reading this together. All my kids have been wanting to do is talk about what's going to happen. And now I know this moment is. We're past it now. So,
yeah, it's a very bittersweet thing to finish a series. And like, yeah, you've been on a journey together.
It's been 10 months.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So you need a new series.
Well, you know, what is interesting is I had not read this much fiction ever.
I know you're not a fiction guy. That's
and
right.
It's gotten me onto it. So now I've been reading a bunch more fiction.
All right.
Yeah. So
if people have any recs, a compelling fiction series for the whole family, let Chris know.
Or just for me. Just recs for me is what I thought that's what you were saying. My family would be fine, but they have a lot of content, but I'm looking for recs. So if you got good recs,
send them your way.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, I hate to cut it short, but that is what this is. This was the shortest Talking Too Loud in a long time.
Yeah.
But we will be back next week with another very special episode. See you soon, everybody.